just shake the lines a little bit, though.
Step on the accelerator, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
And you said, whoa, now, what did that mean?
That's where the stop.
And if you wanted the horse to come this way to you, you'd say what?
Back up.
And then which way would he go?
He'd come back if he was straightened, if he had any sense.
And if you said get up, which way would he go?
He'd go ahead. And I'll tell you something else. Whoa is the first one, the first thing you want to learn on is when you break. Now, the finest way that I ever had, I used to break a lot of mules. Well, I'd say maybe I'd be working a four-horse team. Well, I would put my lines on the three horses and just put a jerk line on this mule on the side, see, and tie him back to one of the horses. Well, you'd be going down through the field, or I'd just take a half hitch around the lever on your some of your machinery, you don't see, and then say, whoa. Well, the other horse would just stop like that, and he'd go up against the back, he'd come. And a mule, usually about three times the whole time you have to say, whoa, and he stops just as quick as the rest of them does.
Huh. How about a horse? How many for him?
Well, a horse, they're not as smart. It takes longer to learn.
Oh, those mules, boy, oh boy, they're smart animals.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Now, you could just learn on you can learn a mule in a half a day easy, don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Just be going down through the field, just casually say, whoa. Well, your other team will just stop right now, see. And he'll hit up against that bit about two, three times, and then he goes to stop him, see. I'm talking about fun. I never had as much fun as I did in my life. But, I was plowing corn out there with the walking cultivator. And had a team of mules and stuff, and they were just a little bit stable. One of them going around, as I was turning around the corner, one of them kicked at a flyer, suddenly kicked over the tongue and hit the other one. Well, away they went. Well, they jerked me down. And there was the lions around me, don't you see, and they was taking toward the creek. And so I put up arms to get out of the lions. I had these two dogs. I says, sick it! Set the dogs on them, don't you see? They run, I guess, maybe as far as from here down to the corner here, maybe not that further. And that little mare of you stopped with kick with the dogs. She didn't want her heels spins. I walked down there and got open lines, drove and come back, drove around, went on down to the field.
Oh, I laughed at that story of yours about that sheep in the bowl. I tried your suggestion about the nose drops at night, too. They work very well.
They work pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, the stuff I've got is, fiddly-dee, I can't think of it now. Synephedrine or something like that.
Yeah.
Neosynephedrine.
Yeah.
Comes in a little white squeeze bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
And it works well. It's something that's new on the market.
Yeah.
It might be similar to what you have.
Well, the doctor gave me my prescription. I was using this Purdy.
I don't know that.
And he told me not to use too much. That's it. That's all right. Use a little of it. But he said not to use too much of it. So he gave me this prescription. Mm-hmm. It'll work. That Purdy, it'll really open you up. But I think it's got a little something in it. It's a little habit for me. So
too much of that can rot your sinuses too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be infected.
Yeah.
What did you call your pigs at feeding time?
Piggy, 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 piggy.
How about the sheep? You said you
didn't
raise them.
Sheep.
So how about chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Huh? And isn't it funny the way they come running?
Yeah.
With their heads down and away they come.
Keep them hungry.
Yeah. Oh, what did you call those things that hung down from the saddle? The things you put your feet in?